Yes, and it is when because that's the idea of self-improvement is the default narrative when we start looking at sides of ourselves that we judge negatively. And I think this is one of the beautiful aspects of this work. Actually, you don't need to have any value judgments at all because you are not gonna do any self-improvement. You are not gonna change anything about yourself. When you start getting a sense of what exists beyond the personality structure, change will happen. But you're not doing it. You're not required to put in any effort. It's automatic. Something's gonna change, but you don't even need to know what that is. You just know, I've seen it time and again. I know that the changes that are gonna happen are gonna be great. You're gonna be happy about them. And I also know that I can't predict what's gonna change. I never know. I just know that once you start tasting, I mean, you've seen it. It's not, don't even take my word for it. Just notice your own experience. The more you taste essence, that has changed you. But not because you tried to, right? It has just changed you. Knowing essence exists, tasting it, spending time with it, that does change you. But it's not a self-improvement project. It's not like you set up some sort of ideal and now you have to fashion yourself into that ideal. None of that. You just connect more and more with something that's beyond your personality structure and that has a soothing and a positive influence on your personality structure. And the reason it has a positive influence on your personality structure is because a lot of the dysfunctional aspects of your personality structure are dysfunctional precisely because you're not aware of what's beyond you're not aware of essence. Does this, I hope this makes it very clear what we're doing and what we're absolutely not doing. We're not dismantling any defenses. We don't even bother changing any of them. We just wanna see them in action and go like, oh yeah, that's one of those. Rachel, you have something?
Yeah, I had a question, which is probably far too big for now. I think you've said in the past that the different email address that we can use to email you questions, was I imagining that?
No, that's true. There's
Oh,
a way you
quite
can
quick.
bypass my normal email, which is extremely slow. You want the email address?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'm just gonna find it. I think it's EOL 23 or 22, I don't really remember. It is EOL, Essence of Life, 23 at sensingmind.com.
Okay, I might get time to write a question down. I don't know.
You are all very welcome. That's the first one I check and answer, and then because you know I'm very slow with the other one, right? Sometimes I answer after a week or something because I just forgot to check my mail. But that one I respond to faster. At least that's the intention. Good. Anything else before we round off? We're a little over time. Yeah, Anandi.
I didn't understand why focusing on the personality parts and not focusing on what we are looking for in the end.
Because it's extremely difficult to find it.
Okay.
Basically, it's like we're looking for a sense of self that's beyond the personality. But before, it's a little bit like before you've become aware of the thing that is not you, you can't ask yourself the question, what's beyond it? Because if you ask what's beyond it, you're just gonna see all the things in your personality structure you weren't aware of yet. And then you're gonna go like, oh, so that's me. No, it was just things you weren't aware of yet.
Okay, thank you.
So this is the reason. Good question, by the way. Cool. Anyway, let's round off here and see you in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Ciao.
Bye.